For the week commencing the 18th of June, the Grand Theatre in Wolverhampton will be playing live comedy on Friday the 22nd of June at 8 p.m. The Encore Lounge plays host to two comedians, compared by Chris Purchase, for 2 hours in an intimate 60-seat space designed to make you feel part of the show. Yanni Agisalu is joined by Alfie Brown for non-stop laughter. Tickets start at £10. Every Sunday from the 24th of June at 11 a.m, fans can go behind the scenes for a tour of Molineux Stadium, followed by a look around the Wolves Museum. In addition, one Sunday every quarter, you can also add on a fantastic afternoon tea experience on the pitch facing WV1, with a selection of sandwiches and mouth-watering cakes. Places cost £25 per person and include a museum guide worth £4, and can be booked directly on 0871 222 222 0. Please note that places must be booked in advance and fans are unable to buy tickets on the day for the packages that include the tours. Tours depart at 11 a.m. from the museum reception in the Stan Cullis stand. Afternoon tea will be served at 1 p.m. and you'll be then free to take a look around the museum at your leisure. Wolverhampton Art Gallery is hosting a special exhibition on Viking heroes. Discover the world of some of the real-life heroes of the Viking world, including Erik Bloodaxe, last Viking king of York, Canute the Great and warrior woman Lathgertha. Learn how these Viking heroes were celebrated and commemorated, and what stories the archaeological evidence can tell us. You will get a chance to peek into Anglo-Saxon Wolverhampton, including a 360-degree video walkthrough of the settlement in about AD 900 and the story of the historic Battle of Wodensfield. The exhibition runs until the 8th of July and costs £4 for adults and £3 for concessions. Wolverhampton Art Gallery is also hosting the Windrush 70 Art Exhibition. This exhibition of photographs, artwork, video and memorabilia has been specially curated to mark the 70th anniversary of the arrival of the Empire Windrush in Tilbury Docks, on June the 22nd, 1948, bringing West Indian migrants to Britain. This date has become an important landmark in the history of modern Britain, and the image of the Caribbeans filing off its gangplank has come to symbolise many of the changes which have taken place here. Caribbean migrants have become a vital part of British society and in the process transformed important aspects of British life. Windrush 70 features a projected slideshow of photographs by acclaimed photographer Nick Hedges, showing Caribbean workers in Black Country Industries in the 1970s. As well as previously unseen photographs capturing the community spirit in Caribbean churches in the Wolverhampton area during the same period. Paintings by locally based Jamaican artist Silbert Bolton will also be on display, along with vintage video footage of Wolverhampton's African Caribbean Achievers Awards, and recorded memories of some of the people who arrived in Britain from the West Indies in the post-war period. It will be running until the 29th of July and entry is free. Kin celebrates the raw kinetics of dance, the virtuosity of ballet technique and the potential for movement to bring us together in different ways. Quick-witted and even quicker-footed, in the upper room is an exhilarating athletic ballet by American dance phenomenon Twyla Thorpe. Dancers in sneakers and striking red pointy shoes dominate the stage with energy, flair and finesse. The final ballet is a new work supported as part of the Ballet Now, supported by the Oak Foundation, a unique 5-year programme developing choreographers, composers and designers to create new and innovative works for the world stage. Tickets start from £10 and can be bought from www.birminghamhippodrome.com or over the phone on 0844 338 5000. If you want to discuss disability access before visiting, please call 0844 338 5010.